Good morning, happy Sabbath. Today's scripture reading is in Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 42. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be clean. And as soon as he spoke, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed.
Thank you. Wow. Good morning, church. And happy Sabbath. Wow, how does this mic sound? This is interesting. I heard that this was going to be the trial run for the brand new mic, and I don't hear any snap, crackles, and pops yet. It doesn't explode when I touch the pulpit, so that's also a good thing. And today is, it's mighty warm in here, but I'm thankful as we've been conducting our worship service, it actually has been cooling off a little bit. I was sweating, almost on the point of passing out up here, and then I just noticed that temperature started coming down and that faint feeling went away. So I'm thankful for the Lord for that respite, and I'm excited that we can look into something. What happens when the Lord touches us? You know, when I was in conversation with the Lord, kind of looking at this particular instance where someone was touched by Christ, and it kind of reminded me of some messages we've talked about before. We've shared about the paralytic man and the faith that they had to lower him, you know, to break through the crowds, break through the buildings, and bring him down to the one true hope, right? And then we had the woman who was just bleeding for years, 12 years, if I remember correctly, who was an outcast of society with no hope whatsoever, but she found the one in faith who could not only heal her, but give her so much more. But today, I hope, with a little different angle, just from the perspective of someone with leprosy, let us look at what the touch of Christ did for that person, but through that illustration of a real life healed, how can we also be touched in the same way? So today, you know, we just read of one of the greatest miracles, the curing of leprosy. I think it's safe to say that's a pretty dreadful disease, right? I mean, if you think about it, those who got it, what did they face? Really, if you think about it, a slow, painful death. I mean, this healing was truly miraculous because at that time, without any modern drugs or a course of antibiotics, how were they going to be healed? They had no hope. You see, not only didn't they have hope, but they were outcasts, they were lost. And Christ used the healing of this individual truly as one of the signs to proclaim his deity. Because who else but God can heal leprosy? Whew. Amen. Not only did he do that, but what else did he do? He restored the sight, cured the deaf, raised the dead, and will raise the dead, amen? Can you just imagine? And we talked about this at Bible study last night. Just looking up to the sky and literally seeing your Savior coming to get you, calling you up to him for the great reunion. Not only those of us who are looking at him, but those who have already fallen asleep and are waiting for him. What an image. And I say this day, those couple thousand years ago, this leper had a foretaste of what we all have to look forward to. See, the physical suffering of leprosy was honestly, you know, I mean, beyond imagination. The physical pain, being cut off and separated from your people, from your family. But how about the psychological suffering? Think about it. Lepers were not allowed to come into contact with anyone. They had to live lonely, isolated lives. Do you know that they were required to wear a piece of cloth over their mouths? And also to tear their clothing to make their condition known so they wouldn't pass it on to someone, but also so they wouldn't bring their unclean state of their sinfulness, as it was thought, unto others. And don't forget the most outward one. They had to cry, unclean, unclean, unclean in the presence of others. So anytime they were in the presence of another human being, unclean. This life was truly a difficult life and one with little compassion from anyone else. No love. You see, for us, we're not dealing with leprosy in a literal sense, right? I mean, if you had it, what would you do? You'd go to the doctors. They'd probably put you through a course of antibiotics, if I remember correctly, and it will take care of it. However, think of this leprosy as sin, right? We too were once touched by that, just like our man in a text. His was leprosy, but for us symbolically, our leprosy would be sin. And we stood in the need of a touch from just one, our Lord, our life-giving Lord. You see, when we have sin on us, like the man had leprosy, we are outcasts. We are separated from God. We are devoid of happiness and the joys of life. Let us look at the details of this miraculous moment when this leper was touched by Jesus. So let us look at this changing touch. First of all, how about the condition of the leper? I'd like to just go to our scripture reading today, starting in verse 40. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Now, think about this. Think about the loneliness of this person every day, day after day, waking up with what? Loneliness, more of the same, a condition that continued to deteriorate over time. It doesn't just stay the same. In fact, it grows and it gets worse. Have you guys ever seen a picture of what leprosy looks like on a human? It continuously progresses, and in fact, they look extremely deformed. You no longer can see digits of the hands if they're on there. Their face becomes so warped and changed that it's almost unrecognizable. You see, as his condition continued to deteriorate, it's pretty safe to think that he was like, man, am I ever going to be healed? Or am I just lost and forsaken? The good news is that this day was going to be a different day. This day there was a commotion in town. Something was going around. Jesus was there. Now, I want you to notice some things about this leper. I want you to think about his eagerness. Right? And you're like, well, where do you get the eagerness from? Well, think about it. Because it said, and there came a leper to him, beseeching him. Oh, interesting. Eagerly imploring him, seeking Christ out, kind of like calling Christ to his side, summoning him for help. It's not just asking. It's a real deep, intimate calling to please help me. He was in a desperate situation, but he was determined to get to Christ. See, outside of Christ, he truly had no hope. He had no hope without a touch from the Lord. I bet you, and this isn't hard to imagine, do you think there were scoffers? Do you think there were naysayers and doubters saying, get out of here, you unclean. Do not touch our Lord. Don't go near him, because what would they have thought? If he touched Christ, he would make him what? Unclean in the center, right? Keep that in your minds, because we're going to elaborate on that. But guess what? Those scorns and those ridicules fell on truly deaf ears, because what did this man do? He was determined to get to Jesus, and he went forward and beseeched his Lord. You see, in this world, and the world and Satan, right? They want us to believe that there's no hope for us. They want us to be chained up with our sins, with our feeling of worthlessness, with our feelings of regret, with our guilt, with our doubt. The world wants us to be bound up in this despair, the feeling that we are not worthy to come before the Lord. But he's the only one that can help. He's the only one that has the key to unlock the lock to the chains that surround us at times. So let me encourage you, be like the leper. Come unto the Lord, calling to him for help, for deliverance, even if you don't feel worthy, even if you feel like your chain and the weight of everything is holding you back. If Christ can free the leper, if Christ died for that leper, he also has the power to do the same for you. Now, how about his expression? You see, going back to verse 40, and there came a leper unto him, beseeching him, and now we're going to build. And what did he do? And kneeling down. You see, he somehow knew Jesus was his only hope, and he came in with an attitude of worship. He didn't just come asking favors, he came with an attitude of worship, giving honor to the Lord. See, this leper, according to the Mosaic law, all right, he broke the law because he was in a crowd of people, right? He was supposed to stay away. He broke the law. He came into the crowd of clean people, coming within an arm's length of the Lord, and bowed in his presence. But he was determined. He didn't let the ridicule of others, the thoughts of others, get in the way. That room might as well have been empty for the leper, because as far as he was concerned, in my humble opinion, it was just him and Christ, and he was bowing before the Son of God in his presence. You see, a life-changing touch will include an expression of worship. You see, we need to really get to the place to honestly see Christ as our Lord, the one who paid the ransom for our sin, the one in which we place all of our hopes, all of our trusts, all of our desires, and encapsulated in the love he has for us. Yes, we can ask him for things. Yes, we can ask for forgiveness. But truly, when you can see the Lamb of God as he is on the cross, what he did for you, and that, when you're at that, you truly can go nowhere else but on your knees and truly worship him. And in that spirit of worship, ask for help. Ask to be touched. You know, sadly, many of us never get to that place where they admit, or where we admit, we need help from the Lord. Because isn't it easy sometimes to try to reform ourselves? Like, oh, I can be more patient, or I'm not going to do that, or I'm going to spend more time in worship, when really what we are, our attitude needs to be, I actually can't. Lord, will you help me? Guide my choices. Guide my decisions. See, Jesus is right for whatever is wrong in your life. Whatever trials, whatever tribulations, whatever things you are struggling with, Christ is right for it. But we must come before him with an attitude of worship and submission. Now, the third aspect of this leper I would like to look at is his expectation. And there came a leper unto him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Or in other words, if it is your will, I know you can heal me. This poor leper, he knew his condition. He knew he was not going to get healed except for the Son of God. He knew this leprosy was going to kill him, just like sin is going to kill us apart from Christ. But he also knew that he was in the presence of the one who could heal him. He knew that Christ had the power to meet his need if only he would extend his powerful hand. You see, our healing centers on, and I'm talking physical and spiritual, it is built upon faith. You see, we need to recognize that Christ has the power to provide for all of our needs. He's able to do all things according to his will. And that's exactly what was demonstrated in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not thy will, Father. Not my will, but thy will. The same attitude Christ displayed is what he's asking for us to display in him, to trust him, that his will be done. You see, this type of faith moves the Lord into action. He stands waiting for those who come by faith. Are you willing to come by faith to the Lord, believing he's able? You see, the leper came to Christ, not only asking, but he believed that it was within his power, the Son of the Most High, to heal him. But do you believe that Christ can supply all your needs in any aspect of your life, in every aspect, the seen and the unseen? If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Mark 9:23. You see, the leper's condition was really impossible, but through faith he went to the one who could heal him. And we too can have that same faith in Christ. But even more than that, when we're talking about Christ, you know what's amazing? It's his compassion. And in this text, it really gets to that heart of love. Here in this text, we discover the gracious compassion of our Lord, that Jesus was touched by this man and met his need, but in a dynamic and amazing way. Look at verse 41, right in the beginning. And Jesus was moved, what does it say? With compassion. He put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. Or in other words, it is my will to heal you. You are clean. He didn't just speak it, touched him. You see, Jesus didn't just see this nasty, dirty, unclean, diseased, dying leper and turn him away as an outcast. No, no, no. He saw a person that came to him in faith, seeking his touch. Jesus saw a man in a way that no one else did. Think about it. If you lived at that time, how would you have seen this person? You wouldn't want that disease. He's a sinner. He's cursed by God. Get him away. But Christ didn't see that. He saw his potential. He saw something else. See, I believe that this faith of this leper must have started a long time before. And when he finally had the opportunity, before he heard an encouraging word from the Lord, because you know he wasn't hearing it from anywhere else, when he had that opportunity, he stepped forth in faith. And then today was truly different. He met the Lord. See, I'm thankful for a compassionate Lord. I'm so happy that he looks upon me as he looked upon that leper. He doesn't see the disease. He doesn't see the sin. He doesn't see the shortcomings, the faults, and the failings. And that's not just with the leper, and it's not with myself. It's for all of us. He sees the potential of who we can be with his touch. You see, Christ looks at the world with a heart of compassion. He suffered and bore all our sins already and died, that none be lost. But he gives us the choice. He gives us the choice to come to him in faith and to ask to be healed. But more than compassion, there was an intimacy to this touch. Remember, this is a leper. When we said this is a person who is in loneliness, in isolation, without any interaction verbally. The only verbal interaction is that outward unclean. But what happened? As Jesus moved with compassion, he put forth his hand and touched him. Leprosy was a very contagious disease. It still is. And lepers were not to have no contact. But yet, what did Christ do? He didn't just speak it. He made a point to touch this person in love. I can't imagine Jesus doing anything without love, because he is love. Amen? And he touched this leper. This leper who had been in isolation for years without human contact was touched by the Son of God intimately, personally, because Christ didn't just want to heal him. He empathized for him. He loved him. He wanted him to know that he was special and that he was there for them. And just as Christ was there for him, he waits for us to turn to him and to be touched in the heart in the same way that that leper was touched. Exactly what the leper needed is exactly what Christ gave. And today, brothers and sisters, I want to invite you to get to know Christ like you have never gotten to know anyone else in the world. He has exactly what you need, but beyond any expectation. What love is what Christ is, for God is love. Open the doorways to your heart. Kneel before him with an attitude of worship and submission. Give all to Christ and invite him, Lord, if you will, make me whole. Come and live into my heart. Be my Savior. And in closing, brothers and sisters, it's pretty sweet and amazing to trust in Jesus, isn't it? I mean, he's the one to trust in. And I'm just so thankful that I have an amazing Bible study group that I get to worship with, and we came across something I want to share with you. Our closing hymn is going to be different, but I have something to share with you before we sing it. Our closing hymn is going to be 524, "'Tis So Sweet," one of my many favorites. But how many of you have actually heard the story of the person who wrote the song? Anyone here know it? Well, let me take a second to share it with you. And if you open your hymnal, her name's actually in there. Her years were, I think, from 1850 to 1917. Louisa Steed and her husband were relaxing with their four-year-old daughter on a Long Island beach when they heard a desperate cry of a child. A boy was drowning, and Louisa's husband tried to rescue him. In the process, however, the boy pulled Mr. Steed under the water, and both drowned as Louise and her daughter watched. Louisa Steed was left with no means of support. Now remember this, in the 19th century, if you were a woman without a husband, you practically had no means to care for yourself or your children. It was a very desperate situation. She was left with no means of support except the Lord. She and her daughter experienced dire poverty. One morning, when she had no money, no food, no hope, nothing, on the edge, on the brink, she opened the door and found that someone had left food and money. And in that very day, she wrote this song, hymn number 524, "'Tis So Sweet."
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me,
will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Imagine you're that mother, all alone with a daughter, with no hope, in a worldly sense, no money, no means to provide, absolutely no food, no husband. Scarred by that day, seeing that great loss. But yet, Christ was in her heart. But yes, Christ in your heart moved also someone else, and you opened the door and you saw that food and money. And in the light of everything, we're able to write, "I'm so glad I've learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that you are with me and will be with me till the end." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, how great thou art. thank you so much just for loving us more, that is more than we can comprehend. Thank you for showing us your love and mercy on a daily basis. Truly, we can see that eternal water that comes from your throne that Jesus spoke about to that woman at the well. Please, Father God, we ask, touch us this day. Heal us. Make us whole. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.